Lunch with PiratePods.com. I'm here today with Black Patterns from Saturn.
This is Nani.
And this is Koba.
All right. How are you guys doing today?
Very good.
Questions. This is Alan of Carson, California. So his first question is, what band would you say changed your whole perspective on music?
I definitely would have to say Led Zeppelin would be that band. In terms of one person in that band, as a matter of fact, Jimmy Page would be someone that I can't really overlook. You can be an amazing musician even with the best gear, but that still doesn't mean you're gonna have a great or different, or even, it doesn't mean you're gonna have a good sound. So it's just one of those things that it's hard to overlook someone that is self-taught, that is able to come up with the things that he did that were so innovative. He's always got one of those different leads that stands out, or different tones of whether it was using a different guitar than he normally would use live on a recording. And you know, he was a session player, so a lot has to do with it. But these unique dynamics may come from the fact that he taught himself, or whatever it was. It is what it is, but surely goes beyond your standard session player and player overall that really would carry a band, and that definitely is why I'd have to say Led Zeppelin.
Cool.
Well, I have so many bands I like, but I think as far as like styles, I think My Bloody Valentine had like big impact on me. Drum wise, Number Girl, this drummer from that band had really like energetic drum style, and if, like what I play right now, I think has like a lot of influence from him.
What upcoming bands or artists would you recommend? That's also Alan's fan question.
There's a few bands that are honestly doing a lot more experimental sounds while still including a lot of standard styles, but I think Dead Meadow is one of those. I'd have to say there's maybe a few San Diego bands and LA bands that are becoming dynamic and mature, but Dead Meadow definitely is one of those. Black Angels, another good LA band. I don't know what you think, Koba, but
I don't really buy new CDs. Well, I bought TV on the Radio. I think that's amazing. Like, all we listen to is our recordings. You know, we try to edit it and mix it, and it's rough version of it, but because we listen to that so many times that by the time we're done, like, we get kind of, well, I get kind of sick of listening to not just music but sound. Like, I want to like give my ears some rest.
Would you say that, as it applies to you, giving your ear some rest, would that help you to develop your music?
I want to be always open-minded, but I just sometimes just, I don't feel like I have to go out and get inspired. I can be inspired just by myself, because I've had images and ideas in my head that are not yet used.
Does that apply to you in any way? Give your ear a rest?
That's very important. If you're writing material or just working on anything, I think, even if it's not music, definitely want to come back to it and give your ears a rest, yeah.
Where do you think both of you would be if you didn't have music in your life?
I came here to write script for movies. Like, that's initial plan. Like, I went to college to study stuff like that. So I'll be probably doing that, or maybe I might just gave it up and went back to Japan, you know, because I did give it up. I gave it up and switched to music. So if there was nothing to switch to, maybe I'll be in Japan right now.
I think I'd be doing something related to music that would have to do with maybe doing the DJ thing that I actually was doing about a year ago, or something in that field. It's something that music is hard to stay away from, so by all means I could definitely see myself doing other things, but that's definitely something that I'm glad to have around me at this point. Sorry.
Yeah, aren't we all? What's your favorite time of day and why?
Definitely it's time when I go back to bed, you know, when I sleep. Because sometimes it's really hard to sleep, so I feel really fortunate when I sleep.
Favorite time of the day is, for me, in the later half of the day when the sun's coming down. Not only for the sunset, of course, which I do love, but it's not a good thing. At that time of the day, I feel like... Someone just fell down over there.
No, not so.
Okay.
Some.
Anyway, so I feel like I'm a busybody. It's hard for me to stop doing things. As I see the sun coming down, I think, okay, I'm running out of time. So I think I'm very at the polar opposite of what Koba just said. He's looking forward to going to sleep. I'm definitely feeling like I've got still things to do, and no, I think sleeping is the next thing to death. So I try to keep that a minimum in my life.
No, I got things to do too, but I just lazy, you know. Well, maybe I think, well, I can do it tomorrow, you know. But I don't do it on tomorrow, but, yeah.
Well, would you say that because you both have that approach, right? These opposites, that keeps you balanced.
Yeah, I think so, maybe, yeah. We never thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but I guess it's working.
Right on. If you could resurrect three dead musicians and bring them back to life to play a gig, which ones would they be?
Well, there's definitely a lot of musicians that I would want to be able to imagine having the opportunity to watch live. And these guys obviously wasn't around to be able to, but John Lennon would definitely be one. John Fahey, who passed away not too long ago, is an amazing acoustic player who I seem to relate to in terms of his style, and also Keith Moon. Keith Moon was a very unique drummer that you definitely couldn't replace. And so, yeah, definitely those three would be amazing to not watch, just pick at their brains at some point would have been cool.
I really love Smashing Pumpkins, and when they made the album, the Melancholy and Infinity Sadness, and they were touring, right? And this sport musician, keyboard guy, got overdosed and he died, and because Jimmy, the drummer, he was with him at the time, so the Pumpkins had to fire him. So if the keyboard, the guy, if he didn't die there, maybe Jimmy would have stayed with the band and the next album would have sounded really different, you know, Adore. Because they didn't have Jimmy, so they had to use Matt Walker. Well, I mean, he's a good drummer, but I think it would be interesting if they made Adore with Jimmy, with the original drummer. But I mean, it's totally different from the question you asked, but...
That's okay, it's okay. All freedom here.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Which aisle would be most likely to find you in a grocery store?
Ice cream section.
Ice cream, toys, and CDs.
And tea.
And tea.
Okay. That's enough to live on, I think.
Yeah.
us your favorite song title.
Well, I like my Bloody Valentine's When You Sleep.
Okay.
That's off the second album.
Give Me Shelter. That's a good one.
Got it.
That's a good song title.
If you can call any living person and ask that person for advice, who would it be?
The guy who produced Flaming Lips. What's his name? Dave?
Fridman.
Yeah, I like his style. Because the Number Girl, the Japanese band I mentioned earlier, he produced them too.
The song derived on just having a certain rhythm, but the lyrics, Koba would have to elaborate on that.
Last year I had appendicitis.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And it was really painful. Zero is maybe my desire for my pain to go away. Zero, because zero is painful.
Is there something in this life that you regret doing?
Maybe I didn't study enough, and maybe I was too lazy when I was a kid. Maybe I should practice more so I'll be better at playing drums now.
But do you think some of those regrets that you might have would be the basis for the creativity you have as well?
That is true. Because of those regrets, maybe that drives me to play Zero or other songs. There's no turning back, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
I'll ask you, do you have any regrets in this life? Is there anything, is there any one thing that you regret doing?
The period where I actually stopped playing, which was
9 years ago.
Yeah, I actually had sold all my equipment, focused in on other things in life, and I kind of regret it was an extended downtime that I didn't plan for, which was about a good 7 years or something like that. I mean, I'm glad I'm doing it again, so I can't say I regret it too much, but that definitely stands out far from anything else.
Could either one of you tell me the most embarrassing album in your collection?
No, there's no such thing.
Alright.
Every album I have, I'm proud of having.
Even if it's bad?
Even if it's bad. People say like guilty pleasure and stuff.
That's right, yeah.
I hate that word. It's...
Right.
There's no such thing.
I would have to say, you know, relative to that, I mean, you feel that, well, maybe someone gave you a CD or something, and I can't remember if I have one of those, but in terms of music, there's just so many aspects of it that I think you can still appreciate something.
Yeah.
If it's still not something that you listen to every day or would ever touch again. Or the artist is super poppy or something like that, and NSYNC or something like that is in your collection.
Do you have NSYNC?
Hey, no.
I do.
You do?
I don't. I don't.
To see happen in the next 5 years. I mean, it could be something personal, a personal milestone for you, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, if you'd like to wake up one day and see something change in the world, what would you like that to be?
Well, if I can wake up in a room where there's nobody else, that's good. I've never lived by myself since I was born. I was with my brother. We lived in the same room for like 18 years and came here. I had a roommate, and that's, since I came here, I've always had a roommate, like in the same room.
In the bigger picture of life, I think an acknowledgement of where, not to be in political aspect or concentrate on that, but the acknowledgement of how we have poverty in the world, and it's beyond giving monetary wise assisting a country. It's beyond that. There's a lot of misunderstanding out there amongst, whether it's Americans or other countries that are developed, why there is poverty. So it's just one of those things of this trickle down of, well, large corporations and politicians that are arranging, continuing this extension of imperialism and colonization amongst countries by holding down the poor. It is one of those things that I think is gaining momentum in terms of people acknowledging that, okay, this is not because they're just poor, they're actually worse off than they are right now because of these other situations on these whatever sweatshops or lack of means to get out of their living situation and living off a dollar a day and not having opportunity. A lot of these countries, though, they seem to have a lot of reasons to feel disappointment, anger towards the developed side of the world. They don't end up being where they are now because they want to be. They're tribal many times, or there's a lot of this capitalization that's going down to other countries, and you have these people that might be tribal or they're living in a limited lifestyle that they're happy with, but then they all of a sudden have to adapt to globalization that's arranged by politicians and countries. And it's just one of those things that once there's acknowledgement of this extension of moving out companies out of the U.S. or the UK or Canada so that we can have these companies exploit these other people, you know, it's that acknowledgement is on its way, and I think it's hopefully going to stop, or not at the same speed that it is right now. By 5 years, I think that's going back to that. I think as time goes on, there's this acknowledgement that seems to be understood by many people.
So you would like that mass acknowledgement,
yeah, there's
to come about within about 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's unfortunate that it's taken it so long, but I think there's a positive light. peeking through that situation.
As a general rule, we ask the musicians that we deal with to give us their best impression of a pirate.
The pirate R? Or the pirate R?